Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Nun Zayin. Just a scheduling note, I'm going to try to give a shiur tomorrow. I'm not sure if I will be able to. If not, I'm not giving a shiur on Tuesday. So if not tomorrow and Tuesday, the next shiur will be Wednesday. I will try to see if there's time tomorrow, but if not, we'll have it in a couple of days. Okay, so we start this week, Mitzvah Nun Zayin, Mitzvah 57, and we finished all of Inyani Nezikin last week, and now we start Shmos Perach of Beis in Mishpatim Pasuk Vav, the Sugyas of Shomrim. So if you look in the Torah has three parshios, three sections in a row dealing with Shomrim. The Torah does not tell us specifically which Shomer we're talking about. Interesting. The Torah just says, this is the halacha of a shomer, and then this is the halacha of a shomer. The first parsha discusses a shomer, and the Torah says that if it is stolen, the shomer is pater. And the very next few psukim, the same person is discussed, the shomer is also discussed, and it says that you will be chaya for geneva, and one is only chaya for ones. So of course, Chazal say it must be talking about two different types of shomerim. The first parsha talking about shomer chinam, shomer that works for free, who is only chayiv on pshia, negligence, but it's putter and everything else, while the second parsha is discussing shomer sachar, who is paid, who is chayiv for even geneva, vaveda, but only putter for ones. Then, the third, we know what type of shomer it is, because it says, v'chi yish'al ish, shoel. So that is going to be the highest level of shomer who is chayiv in even oneis. So we'll get to maybe one of the term of shoel today as well. But that's the three mitzvahs that we're up to. Three out of the four next mitzvahs are the dalet shomrim. Two of them are the same. That's why they're counted as the same mitzvah. But the mitzvah today is the mitzvah's bezdin. Again, a mitzvah upon bezdin ladun bedinei shomer chinam. That's today's mitzvah. The next mitzvah will be broken up in the middle. The mitzvah of bezdin to judge cases between parties, claimants and defenders. That's a separate mitzvah, as we'll talk about. That's all the halachas of Toin v'Nitan. Then we'll have the mitzvah of Shomer Sachar. Then we'll have the mitzvah of Shoel. And then we will get on to other issues in Mishpatim. Every day a different topic. Every day here is a different topic also, but at least they're somewhat related. Okay, so let's get into this specific mitzvah. Mitzvah is Bezdin Ladun Bedin Shomer Chinam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ladun Bedin Shomer Chinam, Shene'emar. The Pasuk says, judge a case of Shomer Chinam, where there was a Shomer that worked for free, and something happened. And as the Pasuk says, Ki Yitin Esha Re'eo Kesef HaKelim L'Shmar, V'chulu, I'm trying to read the Pesukim, because there's an important word in there to pick up on. Kesef HaKelim L'Shmar, V'gunavi Beis Ha'ish, it's stolen from the house. Im Yimatzei HaGanav Yishalem Shlayim, if the Ganav is found, then the Ganav pays Kefel, that we discussed already. Im Lo Yimatzei HaGanav, if the Ganav is not found, V'nikrev Bal Habayis El HaElohim, the Bal Habayis, the claimer will go to the judges. Here Elohim means judges. Im Lo Shalach Yado, B'malechas Re'eh. If he didn't do anything, we'll get to the Shlichas Yad, we'll get to that in the Minchas Chinuch, and related to any type of item under discussion, I'll call the Rapesh, I'll Shara, Hamar, I'll Sal, Salma, whether you gave a Shomer clothing or animals, on anything that he says something happened to, Ad Ho Elohim Yavo Devar Shnehem. Until the judges Yavo Devar Shnehem. So just one note on that word, Ad Ho Elohim. What do you mean Ad Ho Elohim? Should say, Lifnei Ho Elohim Yavo Devar Shnehem. In front of the judges, bring your case. Or some other word, what do you add up to the judges? So if Sternbach just tells us a Musar thought, a Machshava related to this whole discussion, and that is, we should know that judges are the last resort. Parties should always try to work it out themselves without having to go to court. That's the best, that's what the Torah, that's the ideal. All of these mitzvos are b'di'eved. If it reaches the court and they have to get oaths involved and they can't really work it out amongst themselves, add all the way until, that's the last resort, but really, we should try not to get there. Even though we have so many mitzvahs and so many rules, but as we know, not all mitzvahs are we supposed to try to do. We're not supposed to try to do the mitzvah of returning something that I stole. That's not one of the mitzvahs I'm supposed to try to do. I'm not supposed to try to burn the noser that I left over. Okay, if it happens. But that's this mitzvah too. We call makom b'chol dinu dvarim anoflim bebnei adam roi lahem shalom lamatzos es adin atumo v'lios b'nat soakim donu dini. Rather, don't do that. Ella, just like even when it reaches Bezdin, the judges are supposed to try to get do pshara, which is compromise. So too, the parties involved should try to do it even before they get to court. And all the way at the end, if there's no other choice, then of course they have to go to Beis Din and work it out. And it's a mitzvah upon Beis Din to judge the case fairly, honestly, and properly. Okay, so that is the mitzvah of Shomer Chinam, as the Chinuch says. So this parsha, the first section, is about Shomer Chinam, lefichach, and that is why, Pater Boas HaGneva. Why Geneva? In a case of Geneva, if it's stolen, he is pater. He is paid, not paid at all. So therefore, he has the least responsibility, and therefore, he's only chayef for pshia, as we'll talk about. Shoresh yadua. The shoresh is yadua, as we know, the same shoresh in all of these mitzvos relating to keeping law and order. Dinaha. What are some of the halachas? Even before we see what the chinuch says, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Toim Benitan, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. There are three shvuos d'oraisa that Beis Din can enforce. There are many shvuos that a person could take. That we discussed already in when we spoke about not to swear falsely. We spoke about swearing falsely, swearing truthfully about something in the future. I ate a hamburger today. I didn't eat a hamburger. I will eat a hamburger. Those are all shvuos you could take. But that's not an obligatory shvua. But there are three shvuas d'oraisa that Beis Din will enforce. One of them is right here, our mitzvah. There are only three shvuas d'oraisa, says the Rambam. Number one, shvuas mod b'miksas. That Beis Hashem we'll talk about in the next mitzvah. Mod b'miksas, somebody says I owe them $100. I say, no, I only owe you 50. I swear I don't owe you the other 50. So that is mod b'miksas. That's one shvua. Beis Din will make me swear that I don't owe the other 50. Number two, ubi shechivo eid echad. Number two, if you bring one aid against me that I owe you money, so that also, I don't have to pay you. I only have to pay you if you bring two witnesses. But I can't get off scot-free because you do have one aid. So that's the halacha. Eid echad has come l'shvua. I have to swear to counter the eid echad. Number three, v'hashomer. Shvuas HaShomrim. What's the Shvuas HaShomrim? So it depends on the Shmi. It depends on what happened. HaShomer Chinam could swear it was stolen. HaShomer Sachar, as we'll talk about, could swear an ones occurred. HaShomer also has something to swear about. But that category of Shvua is called Shvuas HaShomrim. That's the third type of Shvua D'Oraisa that the Rambam talks about. Within Shvuas HaShomrim, not going to get into this too much right now, maybe a little later, a different day. Within Shvuas HaShomrim itself, the Shomer doesn't only swear what happened. The Gemara tells us about Metziah, he has to swear three things. Number one, a Shomer has to swear that it's not in his Rishus. Maybe the Shomer likes this, he's going to make up a whole story. But it's in his Rishus. So number one, he has to swear that he doesn't have it. Number two, he has to swear that he didn't use it, which we'll get to. And number three, he has to swear what happened to it. Three Shvuas, but that's all in the category of Shvuas HaShomrim, which is one of the three Shvuas D'Oraisas of the Rambam. If you look in the Rav Hirsch discusses on this pasuk that maybe there's a connection between all three Shvua D'Oraisas, that all three are somewhat admitting to part of the claimer. If we consider the three categories, Mod B'Miksa, Shvua HaShomer, Eid Echad, they all come under the common idea of a possession incompletely attacked. Mod B'Miksa, it's regard to the object. Shvua HaShomer, regard to the cause. In Eid Echad, with regard to the proof, is insufficiently established legally. The Mod B'Miksas acknowledges and admits the demand made to him regarding part of it. The plea of the Shomer says, yes, you gave it to me, but something happened to it. So he's also being modep part of the claim and rejecting the other. And finally, by Eid Echad, the proof for the justice of the claim is half established. So that all three categories could really be considered as Hoda B'Miksas in his wider conception. Okay, so he talks about how you could put all three together. But that is related to Shomer Chinam. Dina House. Let's get to some of the halachas of Shomer Chinam. Number one is in the Chinuch, and the rest we'll do in the Minchas Chinuch. Kegon, number one. Hatoein Tainas Ganev Bipikado. Vinishma Vakach Boedim Shu Bershusa. There is a Chiddush HaTorah that the Gemara tells us in the 7th Parak of Baba Kama called Toein Tainas Ganev. Let's say the Shomer Chinam says it was stolen. I swear it was stolen. And really, he stole it. Really, he has it. And then Edom come and say that he stole it. You know what? That Shomer pays Kefel. That's the Chiddush of Toein Tainas Ganef. If the Shomer was Toein Tainas Avad, turning the page of the Sefer HaChinuch, what if he says, I swear that it was stolen, that it was lost, and really he stole it, that he also has to pay, but He only gives one. It's only Karen, not Kefel. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's the Sugya of Toi Tainis Ganav. There's a big question in the Achronim. Rav Gusman in Baba Kama, in Kutras Shiurim, has this in one paragraph. I'll read it to you. Yesh his topic, Beker HaLacha Shatoi Tainis Ganav. We know that if I steal something, actually, then I'm Chayef Kefel. But this is not. This is somewhere in the middle. I was given it. You gave it to me to watch. But I claim that it was stolen, but I really stole it. Meaning, I denied giving it back to you. I didn't really take it out of your rishus. I just denied giving it back to you. Toi tenes ganav, and I'm chayef kefil for that. What is the larger rubric that toi tenes ganav should be under? Is it a din in Geneva? It's a fancy form of Geneva. It's a shomer form of Geneva. But the ikar root of it is a Geneva halacha? Or at root, is it a din in shmira? A shomer chinam is chayiv in this, a shomer sachar is chayiv in this, and the shomer chayiv in toin tan is ganav. But really, it's a shomer halacha, not a geneva halacha. And it's not clear looking at the different halachas. On the one hand, you're only chayiv toin tan is ganav if you swore. Regular geneva doesn't require an oath. There's no shvua. And here, toin tan is ganav requires an oath. Yet, there's kefel. There's never any kefel by any other halacha of a shomer, it's only by a ganav. But on the other hand, if I did the exact same act, but instead I said it was lost, instead of saying that it was stolen, I'm only chayev keren, not kefel. But I did the same exact thing. So it makes it seem like it's a din. Let's say that's what he says. So let's read it. Hakanami, chiva Torah, it's a shomer, a potter, a spo, betainis geneva, o dilma, ain't chiva bidid shomer, to lo matzino kefel, bechive shomerim, ela da Torah chitsha, da gama shomer, avavish ain't can maisa geneva, to behetera asiliyade, mi kamakom nasu gan of mamish al yidei ta'anaso. This is a big discussion in the Achronim, how to look at toein tainis ganav. Just one source in the Rishonim. Rishonim don't really say it befeirish either way. It's an achronish discussion. But there's one source, interesting source, which Rav Gusman and others pick up on. And that is the Dalet Amud Beis of Baba Kama. Back to the beginning. If you remember, the first Mishnah Baba Kama lists off the Dalet Avos Nezikin. But if you look on Dav Dalet, Rabbi Oshia has 13 Avos Nezikin. And Rabbi Chia has 24 Avos Nezikin. They all add in different Nezikin. So Rabbi Oshia, who has 13, adds in Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Nosei Sachar, Socher. Those are all Avos Nezikin. If I damage you by letting something happen to it. Rabbi Chia adds on 20, makes 24. And he adds on Kefel, Dalet Vehei, Ganav, Gazlan. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Why does the second Rabbi Chia count them separately, 24, and Rabbi Oshia only has 13? So Rashi there says, because according to the first opinion, Shomer Chinam Shoel Socher, that is Geneva. That is Gezela. And therefore he doesn't count it separately. Says Rav Gusman, maybe they're gufa arguing about whether Toin Tanis Ganav is a form of a Geneva or not. Again, it's not. It's hinted to in the Rashi, but that is one important discussion related to Toin Tanis Ganav. Okay, the Sefer Chinuch discusses a couple of more halachos related to Shomer Chinam. As you see, the Menachas Chinuch does a lot more, but at the end, the Chinuch says, V'nolekes b'chol makom v'chol zman, it applies everywhere, u'beis in over aleha b'tel aseh. If Bezen has the chance to judge a case of Shomer Chinam and does not, Bezdin is mevatel and asay. Okay, let's get into some of the cases that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. Number one, says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, fourth line, u'mashakasav arava machar b'dinoi b'chol makom b'chol zman. The Chinuch ended off what we just read, that the dinim of Shomer Chinam apply today. There's a Bezdin today, they will judge cases of Shomer Chinam. Hainu dine Shomer Chinam. That's only the plain Shomer Chinam cases. But what did we just say? There's a case of Shomer Chinam that might lead to kefel. Toi Tainis Ganav. Obviously, that element is not just today, because Kefil is a Knas, and we judge don't judge Knasos today. Dine Toi Tainis Ganav Kvar Kasafti, the Dine Kefil Ein Ogim Esman Hazeh, V'Yaf Tfizel Mahani, even if you wanted to grab it, you wouldn't be able to. So that's just one short Ha'ara, and that is only the Karen form of Shomer Chinam would be applicable, and not the Kefil form. Os Gimel. The Menachas Chinuch talks about an important issue called Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad means that if the Shomer uses the item in any way, he is automatically Chayiv in Afilu Onsin. That's the halacha. HaShaleach Bo Yad is Nechshav Kegazlan. I'm supposed to guard you. I have your rake. I'm just holding your rake. You're on a vacation. You have a fancy rake. I'm holding it. And then I decide I'm going to use your rake. The second that I use the rake, so then I am no longer putter in everything except for pshia, even if I'm a shomer chinam. I'm chayiv in everything, even if an ones occurs. That is the concept of shlichus yad in Os Gimel. There is a machlokes between Rishonim. This is on the last Amud in Perek HaMafkid. What if I just thought about using it? I didn't use it yet, but I decided in my mind, you know what, when I get home, I'm going to take his rake. Is that good enough to already make me chayav in onsin? The language of the Mishnah in Bamitzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amabez, Hachoshev L'Shloach Yad V'Bikado. What if I just think about it? Beis Shammai says chayav, Beis Hillel says, Eino chayav Ashi Shaleach Bo Yad. No, you have to actually Shaleach Bo Yad. Does Beis Shammai really mean to say that if I just think it? So that's a machlokas. Tosfos says right here, Hach Machshava Have Dibur. Really, it says machshava here, but really it means dibur. You find sometimes that even though it's not specified in the Gemara, thought really means dibur. Where else do you have this? Tosfos quotes one case, but I'll quote another one as well. Tosfos quotes cases of pigel, cases where a Kohen is giving a karban, and if he has an improper thought, he could passel the karban. If he thinks about the wrong karban, shlol l'shma, if he thinks about the wrong time he's going to eat it, it's called pigel. So major machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. What does the Kohen passel the karban even if he just thinks it, or does he have to say it? That is a major discussion in the Rishonim at the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. On the top of Da'anim, a base Tosfos says, Afilu yetzarech dibur, kiva deleka maisa, havika machshava ba'alma. Tosfos acknowledges the machlokas, but he says it's still, you for sure don't need an action. It's either thought or dibur. But you have that discussion by Shlichus Yad. You have that discussion by Pigel or other Psulei Machshava. I'll give you a third one, which comes up L'maisa. What about where cases where you need L'shma? I have to do an action L'shma. Do I have to say it, or can I just think it? A sofer is writing a get. A sofer is writing a Sefer Torah. A person is putting tzitzis on his beged. Does he have to say L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, which is the minhag? What if he just thinks it? That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hachutin, the strings of the tzitzis, Tzorach Shayu Tivuyin Lashman. They have to be sewn into strings Lashman. So usually we buy the strings already made. But in the factory, the strings have to be made Lashma. The Yesh Machmirin says to Ramah, Afil Lanafson Lashman. Some have a chumra even to comb them. Right? When I sheared the wool off the sheep, some say you have to even comb them Lashma. So Ramah says, Minigas the Haka by Niputz. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, Shet Tzirach Yish Tfilin L'shma, She Yomar, B'tchilas Ativui, Shehu Oseh Kein L'shem Tzitzis. Should say it, the Shulchan Aruch's language is. The Mishnah Berurah points out, L'chadchila, right? Should say it at the beginning once, and then it's okay, but the Eved, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lo B'machshava Ba'alma, not just thinking it. V'yafilu B'di Eved, Tzarech Iyun, Im Mahani Machshava. Tzarech Iyun, if the tviya of the tzitzis is okay with thinking. But this is another example. Thinking or saying. So that's the same machlokas here in how to understand Beis Shammai. But either way, Beis Hillel, who we hold like, says you have to actually do an action of Shlichus Yad. Next paragraph. V'yafilo shoach yad ba'atzlo raka de shliach chayiv. There are three exceptions to the rule, to the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. This is one of them. Sholeach Bo Yad. If I send my son, my servant, my friend, to be Sholeach Bo Yad, to use the item, I don't use the rake. I tell myself, you rake the field for me, I get the Aveira. Sholeach Bo Yad. One of the three exceptions. What are the other two exceptions? The Gemara Kiddushin says, Tfichu Mechira. If I send you to shech the animal that I stole, Am Chayev Dal Vehei. And third exception is the Isser of Me'ila, the Isser of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the three exceptions to the rule. If you get benefit, I tell you to get benefit, and you do it, so I get the Aveira. Those are the three exceptions to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The big problem with this, we know the Gemara says Befeirush, these are the three exceptions to the rule. The problem is a formulation of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, Menuchas Me'ila, says there's only one exception, and that's the Isser of Me'ila. It's the only exception to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So all the Acharonim say, what do you mean the one exception? There are three exceptions. The Gemara says it, Befeirush, in the second paragraph in Kedushin. How could the Rambam say, U'b'chal HaTorah kula ein shliach l'dvar aveira, ela b'me'ila levada, shlo yis'arvi ma'isar achar. It's the Rambam v'nuchas me'ila. So, the Ksos discusses it, and our Sameach discusses it, but this is a major issue in the Rambam. What does he do with, why does he say there's only one exception if there are two others? Maybe in one, some of the other Shomrim days we'll discuss answers for the Rambam, that Ksos in Simon raced Tzadik Beis. But two other points before we close. That is an Os Hay, another very important principle. And that is, V'tafka b'metaltalin, says the Menachas Chinuch, only the all halachas of Shomrim only apply by movable items. if I give somebody a rake, a watch, an animal, avo benasan lishmar karkos avadim ushtaros, ein bayam dim shomri migzeres akasuv, but if I gave somebody an eved, or shtar, or karka to watch, they are excluded from dinei shmira. Meaning, if I give you a shtar to watch, that Reuven owes me $100, and you lose the shtar, it was stolen, you're putter. That's the din. They're excluded based on psukim. Karkos, avadim, mishtars are all excluded from dinei shmira with one exception. With one exception, fourth line. This is the famous shita of the Rambam. Avo b'tashlum into shomer chidim hainu pshia chayiv. Tahavi mazik biyadayim. The Rambam says, if a shomer is posheya, he's negligent, then even the items that the Gemara says are excluded from dinei shmira, he's chayiv in this. Why? Famous two words of the Rambam, posheya kamazik. If somebody is negligent, when he's a shomer, he's like a mazik. If I'm posheya stam, let's say I go to your house and I open the fence of your backyard. And because I do that, your animal goes out. So that doesn't make me a mazik, I'm a bad guy. I'm posheya, I cause you damage indirectly. So usually posheya is not a mazik. It's just a bad guy. But the chiddush of the Rambam is, in the context of a shmira, if you're a shomer and you're posheya, you're a mazik. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv even for metalta, even for karka and avadim and shtaris. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, posheya kamazik. Other rishonim, verov rishonim, chokam alav. You look at the Raivad there. It's in Ilchas Schiris in the second parak. The Rambam says posheya kamazik. The Raivad argues. Many rishonim argue. Strong questions on the Rambam, which again, hopefully we'll discuss when we talk about Shoel on that day. One final point that just to mention, and that is towards the end, in Os Chavav, all the way at the end, the Menachas Chinuch discusses, did Dinei Shmira apply to non-Jews, to Bnei Noach? Ule'inyani ben Noach le ben Noach shayach din shomer kamo b'Yisrael. Dinei Shmira, do they apply to non-Jews? So says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe it's totally on the Machlokas Rambam Ramban. In Parshas Vayishlach. What's the machlokas there? In the context of describing why Shimon and Levi wiped out the city of Shechem, so the Ramban there quotes the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says they wiped them out because they violated one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. What does that mean? Shechem stole Dina, and everybody else kept quiet. And they didn't do anything. They should have taken Shechem to Beis Din. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs is setting up a court, the Rambam says, to judge the other six Mitzvahs. That's the Rambam Shita. Dinim, that Sheva, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, means setting up courts to judge the other six Mitzvahs. So that because they didn't do that, the Rambam says they were all Chayiv Misa. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramban gives another shot in the story, but just on that specific point of the Ramban argues, the Ramban says, what are you talking about? Dinim in the Sheva Mitzvahs is not just to judge the other six Mitzvahs. Dinim includes setting up a viable society, including judging all cases of fraud and gezel and shomrim and nezek v'chulu v'chulu. So says the Menachas Chinuch. According to that Ramban, shomrim is included in dinim, and therefore all these would apply to the non-Jews. Mashiach, according to the Rambam, dinim is specifically to judge the other six, and therefore maybe it wouldn't apply to them. Okay, that's the Rambam Ramban alluded to in Os Chavav of the Menachas Chinuch. We'll stop here. Again, we'll continue maybe tomorrow, but it might be on Wednesday.